Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I want to be able to take a moment here and talk about, since it's the sixth of the month, and we want to talk about the wisdom, the moment of wisdom today. You know, we always talk about the corresponding moment, you know, corresponding day with a corresponding chapter of Proverbs. You know, above all things, get wisdom. Get wisdom. You know, you can get all the knowledge you want to. I mean, how many people, I don't know what the percentage is right now, but I know when John comes on, he'll let us know because he works with Berkeley in New Jersey, not California. And a very large percentage of college graduates now are leaving with, they got all this knowledge. I mean, they spent 4 years, you know, of college and getting educated for a job,
right?
And they're not getting employment,
right?
And you can have all the knowledge in the world, but be broke at the end of it. Actually, big broke because you got student loans and all that stuff, yeah. You know, right?
Right.
How much did you pay for that? Anything about it is that, you know, if you got wisdom, I mean, you know, knowledge and wisdom is beautiful, but if you don't have a lot of knowledge, wisdom is can trump anything. And so, because you know when to be silent, you know when to speak.
That's right.
And so I remember we were up in New York, John and I were in New York, and I was about to take off, and it was kind of the last show that was happening for Glenn Beck's Fox television show up there, you know, and John had called and got, they called us up and said they had some tickets available for us to go to one of his last viewings right there, and before he left there and started GBTV. Yeah, we'll talk about that when he's on the air. But it was a journey getting there. There's no such thing as being in a hurry in New York. I mean, you can be all agitated and stuff, but you're not going to go anywhere any faster. I was like, oh my god. And GPSs, oh my god, you're getting all those buildings and everything. But it's so funny to watch John's forehead during those times. Love you, man. And so the we get there, and it's a special day. Mm-hmm. It's a special day, and you know, we just. I just happened to be in town, you know. I was ministering up there in Jersey and in New York, and so I he just wanted to take me to Glenn Beck's show, and so, but he had college students there that day. He had college students there, and so it was, the audience was full, you know, three or four rows. You know, it wasn't a big audience, you know, with people who are going to college or about to graduate who had all their student loans. And so we just came on in. We passed the Secret Service that was there at the door. It was like a Secret Service guy at the door and checked us all out. And he gave us all these different things to get in. And, you know, long story short, we ended up right there on the show. And we're sitting in the back row. And all these young college students are around us. You know, we look like two old men. Well, I look like a taller old man. And John looked like a not taller old man. And so we're sitting there standing out like a sore thumb with a deep Southern accent in the middle of New York to top it off. You know. And so we're there, and you know, Glenn, I mean, he's going to be setting these guys up. I mean, you know, it's like, don't bite the bullet. He says, look, this is your moment. You can share anything you want to share. You can share anything you want to share, you know, and he wanted to get the students talking. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said. He said, first he said that question. He says, you can say anything you want. This is, you're going to be on live television. This is time to talk to the world. And of course, I'm like, we're like raising our hands. Like, we're going to tell the world to repent, you know, raise our hands up, you know. There's a commercial break, and you can see Glenn lean down and talk to one of his people right there. And I know what he's probably saying. Who are these two old men in the midst of these college students in the back? And it wasn't a really backpack. And John is tugging on my shirt. They're going to throw us out. I'm thinking, man, this is our moment, man. We're gonna let them know it's time to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and sons of the fathers. The thing is, what God spoke to me in the midst of all these college students was that they would rather pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get what fathers could have taught them than have to go through the pain and process of having a father relationship. And the fathers would have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars not to have to do it.
Wow.
But John was pulling on my shirt and saying, you know, we just got to let these college students have it. And it was their moment. And, of course, this is what they said. We're talking about wisdom and knowledge. We're about to talk about today's wisdom.
Right.
Is that he said, how many of you would buy a house sight unseen? And, you know, all these smart, brilliant college students didn't raise their hands.
Right.
And he says, no, listen, it's a real good house. I mean, it's really good. It's $100,000. It's in a real good location. I can't tell you where it is. And I just take my word for it. It's nice. And nobody raised their hands. Not one person raised their hands. And I'm thinking, oh, don't, you're going to get set up, guys. You know, don't do it. And then finally he says, so tell me this. Why in the world would you pay $100,000 for an education for a job you didn't know existed and you don't even know what it looks like?
Mm. Wow.
That's wisdom, folks. That's wisdom. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom says, you know, first get in the workplace a little bit. I mean, you don't appreciate college till you've been in the workplace a little bit. Anyway, once you've been in the workplace, you go, I know why I need this. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know how to do bookwork, but now I know, and type things. And so every student, what could they say at that point? We bought the house for $100,000, $200,000, and we don't even have a house. And they're complaining because they don't have a house. It's like, dude, you know, you didn't, there was no guarantee that you were going to have a job. So wisdom is, you know, get back to the concept of saying, you know what, it's not an automatic give me. You know, wisdom says you just should go to college. It doesn't mean you have, you know, a job. Mm-hmm. You know, begin to work your way up. Get involved in a company. Find out if that's the kind of business you want. So many people that got their degrees are not even working in their degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, and then find out, and then get an education if you want it that's appropriate to that work that you want to be in. And that way, I mean, you just, you know, skyrocket. That's like wisdom right there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was just, it's so important to have wisdom. That's why we have the wisdom moment. You want to be able to get the corresponding day. Oh, by the way, they didn't throw us out. You know, we finished up the show. We had to be at Newark Airport in a very short period of time. And again, you cannot rush. Stressful moment. But, oh no, actually, I had to change my flight and I ended up going to Texas and I stayed there. With Barbara and the crew and the VFN church, and Barbara picked me up at 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
Oh, wow. Bless
it was,
heart.
Oh no, this was awesome. Wasn't it? It was Barbara, wow. Of all the people. Thank you, Barbara. And, picked me up and, it was just totally amazing. You know, the family's all over the place and it's the church being the church. And I slept for, I don't know, about at least 5 minutes and then got back to the airport and, it was something. We'll be right back after this moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.